Another day of cooler temperatures and mutual aid from 9 states are helping firefighters battle 3 large blazes circling the San Francisco Bay Area. The fires have destroyed at least 1,400 structures and killed 7 people. State officials warn fire season is far from over. Shauna Jones is the LNU unit chief with CAL FIRE, the State Department of Forestry and Fire Protection.
It is fire season, as you all know. But we are, once this fire is done, we still have a very long time to go. We are in the middle of peak fire season. That means that you need to have a plan. You need to be prepared.
The LNU fires encompassing Lake, Napa, Solano, Sonoma, and Yolo counties is now the 14th most destructive fire in California history and has destroyed more than 900 homes. Some repopulation plans are in the works. Here's Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essick.
We ask for your patience. As we go through this repopulation stage and reentry stage, it is still a rapidly changing and progressing environment with the fire. And so we don't want to get hopes up and make promises we can't keep. And that is would be detrimental to the entire process. So please bear with us in your patience as we start to work with CAL FIRE to repopulate areas. As the damage assessment continues, it's important for everyone to realize that this is a time when some people will realize they no longer have homes, that they are going to be experiencing considerable losses. So it is always important, and we urge you to look out for your neighbors, care for your neighbors.
Residents in Solano County are already beginning to return home, some to no home at all. The LNU fire is now the 3rd largest fire in state history, having scorched nearly 353,000 acres. It's 27% contained. But the full scope of damage won't be known for some time, as authorities are just beginning to assess damages, says Daniel Berlant, a CAL FIRE public information officer.
Our damage assessment teams have been able to verify that 1,400 structures have been destroyed by these fires. In fact, the number of structures now destroyed in the LNU Lightning Complex, which is over 900, does put it as the 14th most destructive fire. So very destructive. Now, our preliminary assessments indicate that that number could rise in total to over 3,000 structures. So we are busy trying to get that information and provide that to the public. There is nothing more stressful for evacuees than to know whether or not their home was able to survive the wildfire, and we're trying to provide that information as quickly as possible.
CAL FIRE says all but 3 of the largest wildfires in California have occurred since 2000. 10 of them occurred in the last decade. To the east and south bay, the SCU fire is now the largest of the 3 fires circling the Bay Area, and it's now the 2nd largest fire in state history, burning more than 363,000 acres. It began from a series of lightning strikes that caused dozens of fires, but has now merged into 1 mega fire. It's 15% contained and has destroyed 5 structures. The fire has spread into 7 counties, including Alameda, Contra Costa, Merced, San Benito, Santa Clara, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus counties. Jake Hess, agency administrator and a CAL FIRE unit chief of the SCU complex, urges residents in the rural parts of these counties where the fires are burning to heed evacuation warnings.
Number one priority, and we've said this from day one, is life safety. That's public and firefighter life safety. We've been messaging out to our troops that trading a firefighter's life for a piece of brush or a tree, grass, is an unacceptable situation. So let's talk a little bit about the evacuation process. The evacuation orders are in for 7 counties, essentially. We are being mindful of the impacts those are to the civilians. We will keep those orders and warnings in place no longer than we absolutely have to.
Further south, the CZU complex of fires in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties has burned nearly 79,000 acres and destroyed some 330 structures. It still threatens some 25,000 homes, but firefighters say it's now 17% contained, and their fears of the fire spreading into Felton and other cities are waning. Officials say 6 aircraft dropped about 200,000 gallons of water on the fire yesterday. Authorities have lifted evacuation warnings for parts of Santa Clara County, where the fire was inching closer to. Mark Brunton, operations chief for CAL FIRE Incident Team 3, says they've made the fire line around the town of Felton. And the town of Davenport is now protected by fire lines and dozers, but Bonnie Doon still remains a challenge.
Bonnie Doon, again, continued challenge. Lots of structures in there. A lot of heat still in some of the deep ravines and the drainages and so forth that we're starting to go after. Some of it we're letting burn out by design and monitoring that so that we don't put firefighters in harm's way into those deep, dangerous ravines. Letting it burn into some more favorable territory and terrain that we can work on. Working around those structures still, we have a lot of resources up there. Mop-up phase, so that we're taking care of those hot spots in and around those homes.
Brunton says their strategy to fight the CZU fire is to just let the low-laying flames burn out. That's in many parts where there's no threat to homes. Nearly 170,000 people across the state have been evacuated from their homes. For many, it's unclear when they will be able to return. I'm Christina Onestet, reporting for KPFA.